From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Ernestine Hayes of Juneau is the new state writer laureate for the next 2 years. The Alaska Humanities Forum and the Alaska State Council on the Arts made the announcement in a joint statement yesterday. Hayes is currently assistant professor of English at the University of Alaska Southeast and is perhaps best known for her memoir, Blonde Indian, an Alaska Native memoir, which received an American Book Award and Honoring Alaska Indigenous Literature Award. Her latest book is The Tao of Raven, an Alaska Native memoir. She also published poetry, children's books, creative nonfiction, short stories, essays, and articles. And she's been active in the arts and humanities community as a speaker, facilitator, and a board member, among her many roles. As part of her appointment, Hayes will receive funding and support from the Humanities Forum and Council on the Arts for workshops around the state, lectures, reading, and an original project that she will be expected to complete during her 2-year term. Hayes will be introduced as the Alaska State Writer Laureate during next month's Governor's Award for the Arts and Humanities here in Juneau. Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch is pushing to get an ordinance approved that would allow authorities to remove homeless people camping in the entryways of downtown businesses without permission. The Juneau Empire reports that the ordinance will go before the Juneau Assembly on January 9th and get a public hearing 2 weeks later. Kelch had the measure drafted earlier this month after establishing an ad hoc committee on homelessness comprised of several business owners, city officials, and a police officer. Some downtown business owners have complained that homeless people camping in entryways have hurt business and say they leave behind garbage and other items. While some see the ordinance as a solution, others say the city should instead focus its efforts on providing more housing options for homeless people. The American Civil Liberties Union is working to improve conditions for inmates at a state prison in Wasilla, where access to outdoor recreation for those in protective custody is limited to an enclosed room that lets fresh air through an opening in the roof. APRN reports that some Goose Creek Correctional Center inmates, including Jimmy Nix, a convicted sex offender, say the concrete room that's considered their outdoor recreation area is depressing. The ACLU's Tara Rich says the space doesn't guarantee protection of inmates' rights to be free from the cruel and unusual punishment. She says the ACLU is working with the State Department of Corrections to improve conditions at the prison. Under DOC policy, the room with fresh air meets requirements for prisoners' daily outdoor recreation. Seismologists in Alaska say a light earthquake that struck Friday was felt in Homer and Funny River. The Alaska Earthquake Center says the 4.1 magnitude quake occurred at 5:23 a.m. in the Cook Inlet region. Looking at weather, this afternoon, sunny with a high near 32, northeast wind around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy freezing fog after midnight, mostly clear with a low around 17. It's 25 degrees with a few clouds at Juneau International Airport right now. Weather Service has also put out a special weather statement warning of potential significant snowfall this holiday weekend. A strong weather front from west of the Gulf, as of Thursday morning, will overrun a cold surface air mass this weekend and produce snow across most of southeast Alaska.